Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team, every day. And today we are going to be talking all about Jeremy Pena. He's tearing up the Dominican League, and he just hit a homer. He was named the Rookie of the Year of the league. So this is going to be an exciting show, and we're going to try to find a place for Jeremy Pena on the Houston Astros, which is kind of hard because he plays second and shortstop. So we'll have to see where the Astros can fit him in. But you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast App Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. So let's go ahead and talk about the news from today. Via Michael Schwab on Twitter, he said that Astros prospect Jeremy Pena, who has been playing out of his mind during Dominican Winter League, won the Rookie of the Year. He had a .306 batting average, 37 hits, 3 homers, .349 on-base percentage, .430 slugging, and .779 OPS. As we've talked about before, for somebody who could be a big power guy, that .779 OPS is a little bit low, but that could come with better plate discipline down the road. And today, in a lineup with Fernando Tatis Jr. and Robinson Cano playing for the Estrellas, he basically hit a two-run homer that was a laser beam. It was just awesome to see, and I've watched that replay several times. So that got me thinking, where do you put Jeremy Pena on the Astros roster? This is somebody who's definitely maybe a year away. Maybe he can come up and help you at some point in 2021. Last year, he was supposed to play in Corpus. He was part of the practice squad or alternative training squad, I'm sure. But this was a chance for him to play in the Dominican League, and he took advantage of it, and he is showing why Astros fans should be very excited about him. A little background into Jeremy Pena. He was the third round pick in 2018. He is the son of the big league veteran Geronimo Pena. And this is somebody that has played really good defensively throughout his time in the minor leagues and even back to his University of Maine days. He's also been a good overall hitter, batting average, but he's been kind of lacking in the power. And what we've seen in the Dominican League is that he is developing that power. He is building some muscle. He's learning how to hit for more power, kind of like we saw what Jose Altuve did. He kind of was that kind of on-base guy, but then he developed his power swing, and now he's doing really good. A lot of people may project him as kind of a utility player, somebody kind of like Marwin Gonzalez, somebody who can maybe play second, maybe even third base, shortstop, maybe even first base. So if the Astros can develop Jeremy Pena to do that, then that would enhance his value and get him up here sooner, because I know Ledmys Diaz is kind of that guy right now. But just imagine if you can add somebody who can hit like Jeremy Pena can. So this is something that the Astros have to consider. Also, we have to look at what's going on with free agency. As Astros fans deal with the possibility of losing George Springer this offseason, next offseason we'll have to deal with the possibility of losing Carlos Correa. So having somebody like Jeremy Pena ready for the 2022 season could be in the Astros' benefits in case they're not able to bring back Carlos Correa. But if you look at what James Click has said about Carlos Correa, you would think that he's going to try to lock him up as much as possible. So we'll have to see. I know it's been a very, 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 very slow offseason, but we're going to be looking to see if they do extend Carlos Correa maybe by spring training or something like that. So they'll have to figure out exactly what their budget is, but I think that they're going to make a good run at Carlos Correa. So then, okay, well, why didn't he just play third base? Well, if you look at third base, that is, of course, Alex Bregman, who is a free agent during the 2025 season. And then you have Jose Altuve at second base until the 2024 season. So you're going to, in the 2025 season, you can possibly lose Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman. So Jeremy Pena would definitely have an opportunity there, but that is, what, 4 or 5 years down the road. So we'll have to see exactly where they find a place. But if you have a role such as the Marwin Gonzalez role, where he kind of plays everywhere, and you can even teach him how to play the outfield, he may come up and play the outfield a little bit next year. If you really can't get any good free agents for the outfield, maybe you can start off by having Jeremy Pena play some outfield in AAA Sugarland with the Skeeters and see how he does out there. But the Astros have a lot of opportunity to do. And like Jeff Luhnow said with Alex Bregman, he said with a player like that, you're going to find a way to get him on the field. And I think that's what's going to happen if Jeremy Pena continues to play at the level he's playing right now. So we'll have to see how he does during spring training. Will he make the team during spring training? Probably not. They're going to want him to play AAA ball, and they're going to want to see him a little bit closer because he'll be in Sugarland playing with the Skeeters. And by the way, I went to that ballpark the other day for a service at my dad's church, and it's a beautiful ballpark. It basically looks like your typical minor league ballpark. So I know that Brett had the owner of the Skeeters on a week ago or so, and they said they have to do a lot of changes. But guys, if y'all want to see some great Christmas lights, go out there. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful backdrop. It was just a great experience, and I can't wait to catch some AAA baseball in Sugarland. You don't have to drive out to Round Rock anymore. You don't even have to drive to Corpus Christi to see the Astros players of tomorrow. All you have to do is just go down past Highway 59 and just go to the new Skeeters ballpark. So that was pretty awesome. But I know I saw some talk on Twitter today about possibly putting him at first base. This kid is too good of a defender to put at the first base position. No offense to Yuli Gurriel, and I know that he's only signed for one more year. So we'll have to see what happens in that case. But I don't think that you're going to put somebody like Jeremy Pena, who's made some great plays, Dominican League, all throughout the minor league career, and as a college player as well. So you're going to find a place for him to contribute in a positive way on defense. So speaking of positive results, if you'd like to make some money by doing some betting, why don't you go to betonline.ag and go ahead and get all the experts' opinions and all the lines, anything you need, whether it's baseball once the season starts or football that's currently going on, and the Texans are not very good. So if you would like to figure out what the Texans are over and under by, why don't you go to betonline.ag. And are we ready for some football? College football heads into the bowl season, and there are some big matchups this weekend. NFL regular season is finishing up with the playoff picture becoming clearer. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for the free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% bonus. So I know that there's some betting that goes on about prop bets, like who's going to bat 300, who's going to hit the most homers during the regular season. And if you're into that, just let the betonline.ag guys know, and they can go and get those lines for you. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get into the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. I know that Brett is off visiting visiting some relatives and he's out with the family and all that. But you know that Brett probably got some Built Bars for Christmas. And Built Bar is even more delicious-er, if that's even a word. They have 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. There's 6 new flavors: caramel brownies, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. And there are so many other flavors, like all the 12 original flavors, including German chocolate, peanut butter, which is one of my favorite, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee, almond and coconut, whatever you want. And they are 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. And Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for the keto diet. Flavor profile of this show is peanut butter, which is one of my favorites. It's 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. So what about coconut almond? It's basically the same thing. 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. And that's the awesome thing about most of the bars. They're either 180 calories or 130, like the cherry barcia is. So go out and get your Built Bar. Go ahead and go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, last week we were talking a little bit about Jason Castro, and I know there's a lot of people who are positive about that. Some people are like, nah, we don't want to bring that back. We don't want to relive the memories. And that was kind of my concern, because when Jason Castro left, this was kind of the start of the tide was turning, so to speak, and the Astros were going to become a good team. No, it's not because the Astros let Jason Castro go. It's just because the team was getting better. So remember last week, Mark Feinstein said that the Astros and Jason Castro are in serious talks and could be headed to a deal soon, per source. So obviously it did not happen before Christmas Day, and that's fine. A lot of people are probably dealing with friends and family, and they just don't want to worry about this right now. So what we can see is a lot of action once the clock turns to 2021. I know this is maybe the superstitious person in me. I know these players, they like to hop over the first base line, or they touch first base on the way out to the outfield, whatever their little superstitions are. But just imagine, you would think that a lot of these players are like, you know what, 2020 has been a bad year. Let's not sign a deal during the 2020 calendar year. Let's go ahead and sign one for it while the clock turns 2021, which will be in, 4 days? Today is the 27th, and you're listening to this on the 28th, so I guess it'll be 3 days. So, yeah, Jason Castro, yeah, he's not sexy, but he is a backup catcher. He is a veteran guy. He is somebody that's had some success, especially during the 2013 season. He is a former first-round pick. He is somebody that could come in and help the team. And maybe you can have Jason Castro with some of the young guys, like maybe Forrest Whitley when he comes up, or maybe some of the other youngsters that maybe need a little bit more guidance. Nothing against Martin Maldonado, but maybe Jason Castro will be able to help some of these other kids. So we'll have to see what happens. But the 2017 season, he had a 2.1 WAR. In the 2018 season, I believe he missed a lot of it due to injury. He had a 0 WAR. In the 2019 season, he had a 1.6 WAR. And then in a 2020 abbreviated season where he only had 92 plate appearances, he had a 0.3 WAR. His WRC plus was a career, not a career high, but was a high after his Astros career of 103 in 2019 and 94 in 2017. So this is a guy that could rediscover himself, but at the same time, he's not going to be everyday catcher. This is somebody who's going to be a backup. And if you're like, well, Garrett Stubbs, you're going to have to give him a chance. And don't forget that the roster will still be expanded this year, and you can carry that third catcher. So what they're looking for is kind of like what they did with Garrett Stubbs last year, and they put him a lot in outfield. They kind of put him in different positions, and but in case one of the catchers got hurt and you had to pinch hit one of the catchers, you still have Garrett Stubbs available. So I think that Garrett Stubbs could still be in play, but they want to get a suitable backup. And last year it was Dustin Garneau, and he had some good plate appearances, but overall he was not very successful. But if you look at everything that he can do, I think he can go ahead and do really good against the right-handed pitchers. So you could see maybe a platoon or something like that, but I don't know. I think that the Astros will probably only sign him for a one-year deal. And I don't think that, I think according to Crawfish Boxes, there's about $37 million to spare under the tax threshold for the 2021 season. There's a lot, there's some room to sign Castro. But for how much? How much are you going to offer him, and how much is he willing to do? If he really wants to come back to Houston and possibly win the go to the World Series with his former franchise, the franchise he started with, great. He doesn't have to. The Astros don't have to throw a lot of money at him. They just need to throw enough to get him interested. And it sounds like they're interested, so we'll just have to wait and see. But I think at the end of the day, I think that this is a good move for the Houston Astros, that they're looking to bring back Jason Castro. No, he's not the same guy anymore, and I think Jason Castro knows that. So I'm not sure if there's any betting lines on if the Astros sign Jason Castro, but that would be something interesting to look at. And possibly, why don't you go to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast? Betting on the Astros doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice and to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. And Brett and I will be back for a podcast tomorrow. And for all the people that celebrated Christmas, I hope you all had a great Christmas. For the rest of y'all, hope you had a great Hanukkah or anything else that you believe in. But like I said, you spent some time with your family, and hopefully 2021 will bring some different news for Houston Astros. And later this week, we are going to go ahead and do a 2021 Houston Astros New Year's resolutions before the clock strikes midnight on December 31st.